Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that when you are in a new situation, ask veterans to tell you what you need to know. People love to share advice, and this question can lead to more interesting and useful conversations than many other subjects. If you spend any time reading comment threads online, you will soon realize that people love to say what worked and what didn't work for them. Sharing advice hits that great intersection between the human needs of wanting to be helpful and social, and the fact that people love to talk about themselves. So why not take advantage of that? If you are new in a situation, you probably want to get to know people. And you probably do want to know information that is helpful and useful. People are often honored if you ask them what would be helpful for you to know. So, ask. For instance, if you're moving to a new town, ask people who know the area, what do I need to know about living in this place? You can ask your new colleagues, your real estate agent, your new neighbors, the friendly barista at the coffee shop near your office, and anyone else who might have suggestions. You might get recommendations for a nearby farmer's market or advice on where not to park, tips on kid birthday party norms, or who knows. Likewise, if you are going somewhere on vacation for the first time, ask those who have been there. What do I need to know about New Orleans for Mardi Gras? From things to pack, to foods to eat, to the best parade viewing spots, Mardi Gras regulars will help you have a great time. You can ask for tips at a new job or in a new department. What do I need to know about working here? This is also a great format for questions for kids to ask. What do I need to know about being in Ms. Brown's Algebra 1 class? Or what do I need to know about basketball tryouts? What do I need to know about packing for this sleepaway camp? Even people who are relative newcomers will probably want to help answer this question. They've picked up something in their limited experience, and they will be happy to help you avoid any missteps they had. The upside of this question is that you get information you didn't even know to ask about. Maybe what you need to know about Ms. Brown's algebra class is that she always gives a quiz the day before Thanksgiving because she has a particular bee in her bonnet about families taking extra days for this vacation. You probably wouldn't think to ask about this particular pet peeve, but if you know, you know, and you can figure out what to do with it. Now, of course, some advice isn't useful. I was once warned in a new job that I needed to know about something that was a particular problem for my predecessor. For whatever reason, it wasn't a problem for me. I had different struggles, but not that particular one. You always have to figure out what to do with the information you receive. But even if it isn't useful, it can help you connect with other people. Asking people for advice makes them feel useful, which is highly likely to make them feel closer to you. And if you are a new person somewhere, that is a very useful thing indeed. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.